This is Fresh Air. We're observing Veterans Day by honoring those who have risked their lives serving in the military. Brian Turner is a poet and a veteran, having served for 7 years in the U.S. Army. He was a team leader for the 1st Stryker Brigade to be sent into combat in Iraq in 2003. His book of poems about the war is called Here, Bullet. Terry interviewed Brian Turner in 2008.
Let me ask you to read the title poem from your collection, Here, Bullet.
Sure. Here, Bullet. If a body is what you want, then here is bone and gristle and flesh. Here is the clavicle snapped wish, the aorta's open valves, the leap thought makes at the synaptic gap. Here is the adrenaline rush you crave, that inexorable flight, that insane puncture into heat and blood. And I dare you to finish what you've started, because here, Bullet, here is where I complete the word you bring hissing through the air. Here is where I moan the barrel's cold esophagus, triggering my tongue's explosives for the rifling I have inside of me. Each twist of the round spun deeper, because here, Bullet, here is where the world ends every time.
When you wrote that poem, which side of the bullet did you think of yourself being on?
It was coming towards me, and that poem is... it has a lot of bravado to it, and I think that's really just the fear masking itself. I'd say about 80% of that poem is fear, and then there's 20% of sort of an ugly psychology of finally wanting to meet that moment, because so often as an infantry soldier, what I actually experienced wasn't direct combat, but was indirect attacks against us, roadside bombs, snipers, mortar attacks, those types of things.
Did you write that poem while you were in Iraq?
I did. I wrote this book while I was in Iraq, and except for two or three poems. It's one of the fastest poems I've ever written, if you discount like 20 years of study prior to that. But I wrote it while listening to the Queens of the Stone Age, this rock band, and as sort of wallpaper music, so I couldn't hear people outside. And I wrote it, and it's verbatim what it was when I wrote it. And I took it, and I folded it up, and I put it in a Ziploc bag. And I carried it in my chest pocket the rest of the time that I was in country. And it seemed sort of like a talisman and an acknowledgement of where I was.
Brian, I know you're completing a new book now. Are you still writing about combat in Iraq?
I'm actually writing about what I feel is missing back here. I was trying to write poems that were in Iraq, the poems that I'd started over there but never were finished. And I found that they weren't working, and I realized that, you know, of course, I'm no longer there, so I can't write those poems. But I started looking around and seeing that, you know, we're a country at war, but disturbingly, I don't see war like in Marfa, Texas, or Fresno, California, where I'm from. I'm not seeing it in my daily life. I'm not experiencing it. And yet, there are these sort of imagistic rhymes all around us. I went into Lowe's Home Improvement Center, for example, and I was buying some nails. I started looking at them. I realized that there's a type of scaffolding nail, a double-headed nail that looks a lot like the firing pin inside my weapon that I used to carry. And then, like, when you go to the register and you pay for the cash and the register slides open, that sound when it slides sounds a bit like a machine gun being charged. And the fan blades above, you know, they're imagistically rhyming a bit with the rotors of a helicopter, for example. So these are the poems I'm writing now. I'm writing about the soldiers that have come back. What is that experience like for us as we come back? And then what is the experience like as a nation? It seems to me a bit obscene that we can bury so many people in the earth and yet know so little about them. And that's what I'm writing about now.
Brian Turner, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, no, it's an honor. Thank you.
Brian Turner, speaking to Terry Gross in 2008. His book of poems about the war is called Here, Bullet. His latest book, a memoir about his deployment in Iraq, is called My Life as a Foreign Country.